Good afternoon and welcome to Travel World here on AM 600. I'm Janice Kirshner. Always a great time ahead. We are here until 1 o'clock with Stephen Pickford.
Yeah, good afternoon, and we're joined in studio again today by Willem Backus, one of our senior panelists. And today, before we get into some of our topics for today, such as New Jersey and Vancouver, I know last week we did our 15-week retrospective, and when going through the stock footage and the archives, we came across the show's original concept, as suggested to us during our meeting back in February with Sean in the sales department here at AM 600.
Well, I think we have to set this one up a little bit, Steve. When we originally spoke to CIQC about doing Travel World in the first place, we spoke with some of the people, Sean included, who suggested, okay, give us a tape and show us what you're going to do on the air. And he said he gave us some suggestions, some of which were really helpful and stuff like that. Now, we got to tell you that this particular concept was rejected, much like Star Trek, and we did a second pilot tape, which is what you're hearing today. But for those of you who are interested in that sort of thing, here's the original pilot concept. Chad, roll
it. Welcome to Travel World.
Welcome to Travel World. Willem.
And Steve.
Willem and
Steve.
Steve and Willem.
Willem and Steve.
Willem.
And Steve.
Willem and
Steve.
Steve.
And Willem.
Steve and
Willem.
Willem and
Steve.
Willem.
And Steve.
Steve and Willem.
Willem and Steve.
Willem.
And Steve.
Steve.
And Willem. Thank you for listening.
Well, I guess you know why we decided to reject Sean's concept. But,
right, now
thank
I know
you for the ideas. We really did appreciate it.
We appreciate the idea, but now we also know what they really study at when they take those seminars on program formats at the Broadcasters Convention. Instead, we do friends sharing travel with friends, and each week we are friends talking with our different friends across Canada and the United States, and some of our friends are in the news this week. Alan Fredericks, who is a regular contributor, talking about the status of the travel industry and aviation industry. As editor-in-chief of Travel Weekly, he's been promoted to senior vice president and editorial director for all of Reed Travel Group's numerous publications. So congratulations, Alan. And also last week, we talked about Amanda Ober. She'll be talking to us about New Hampshire, her home state, in a couple of weeks. But
she's heading down to Florida, huh?
She's heading down to Florida. In 1 week, she moved up from Market 26 in Hartford to Market 22 in Orlando as the new anchor at the NBC affiliate there. So she'll be our Florida bureau chief, and throughout the fall and winter, she'll be doing regular Florida reports here on Travel World on AM 600, the only station in Montreal with those regular updates on one of Montreal's favorite travel destinations.
Florida. Well, we were planning on actually taking Florida and trading it for Ontario. I think that would be a worthwhile trade, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes. we'd get the better of the deal that way. Also, as a friend of the program, we have a new sponsor this week on Travel World, Saturnus True Data Services. And they're back after a sort of 9 years ago they were advertising on what was then called AM60. So glad to have them aboard here on Travel World. And they're introducing their services to our listeners by offering a box of 25 diskettes to the person who is selected each week who writes or faxes us with story ideas, places they'd like to hear about on future editions of Travel World, people they would like to hear talk about their travel experiences. So if you'd like to fax us, so the fax number for Travel World is 626-3138, and or our mailing address, Box 653, Stock Exchange Tower, Montreal, H4Z1J9.
And for those of you who are into email, you can also drop us a line
right
at travelworld, one word, at reporters.net. We like to hear your story ideas here at Travel World. It helps us tune the show more for your interest. And every week we're going to be giving away a little something. This week it's Saturnus True Data Services and a box of diskettes with their logo on it, which is kind of nice. And we'll be selecting our winner next week among the entries. So far, so good, and everybody has a good chance of winning.
Right, everyone has a good chance of winning, and of course, they also get to hear their story idea pursued, and one of their possibly person they'd like to hear more from talk about it. So something to look forward to in the weeks to come. Today, later, after the commercial break, we'll be going to be talking once again about New Jersey, part two of our New Jersey series. Sheila Wiley, the manager international marketing for the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism, will be talking to us. And followed by a look at one of my favorite Canadian cities, Vancouver, with Tony Parsons. So two great topics on today's edition of Travel World.
Sounds very exciting, and we're going back to New Jersey again. I never forget those trips to New York City that I make, and we love to drive down, of course. And even though I went down on Air Subaru Express, it's always a good idea to rent a car on the way down, isn't it?
Right, that is the best alternative, Willem, and it's practical and economical, too. For example, for a limited time only, Enterprise Rent-A-Car is offering some very special rates. You can get any size vehicle, right up to a full size, for an outstanding $29.97. And that's for the entire weekend, from Friday to Monday, not per day. It works out to just $9.99 a day, with 2,500 free kilometers included. And the best thing about Enterprise is they will come and get you, so you don't have to figure out how to get to their location or what to do when you're finished. They will come to your door, and then when you're done with the car, they will come and get it.
So you just phone them at 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and you say, I want a car, and they'll bring it right to your door. You mean you don't have to go anywhere for this?
Right.
That's amazing.
You call a very easy, toll-free number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. Nobody can forget that number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and you're all set. They will send someone from their nearest location, and they have 18 locations in Montreal.
So there's always one close to you, and you just dial 1-800-RENT-A-CAR.
And the rates are so economical. 3 days for $29.97 total. You just pay the tax and whatever fuel you use and optional insurance. You can't afford to stay home next weekend.
And with 2,500 free kilometers, I don't have to keep looking at the odometer. I mean, I can get to Vermont, Ontario. I mean, I'd have trouble using up 2,500 free kilometers.
Right, 2,500 free kilometers. I mean, 25, you wouldn't get too far with 25, but 2,500 free kilometers, and that would get you to New Jersey and back or wherever. And if you've got a lot of people to transport, ask about other special rates on a wide selection of specialty vehicles.
Like 4x4s, minivans. Enterprise really has something for everyone this summer.
When you pick Enterprise, they'll pick you up just by calling 1-800-RENT-A-CAR today.
You're listening to Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
And in just a few seconds, we'll be talking to Sheila Wiley from the Division of Tourism for the state of New Jersey. And I think she's on the line with our Chad and Master Control now. So just after the commercial break, stay listening to AM 600.
One of TV's biggest stars is back.
It's like he's back in full effect.
It's Kenan Ivory Wayans, and he's changing the face of television again.
Now we've got something new.
He's funnier than ever. With great guests, great comedy, and great music.
Well, I think we know who the winner is, don't we?
He broke new ground with In Living Color. Now just watch what he does to late night.
Wake up!
The Kenan Ivory Wayans Show.
Thank you.
Premieres Monday, August 4th at midnight, only on Montreal's one-to-watch CFCF 12.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford. A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought everything, set it all up, and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind, because I can call 990-0802 anytime, and they'll upgrade me or trade me up. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their 2-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disc, or software, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
A surprising number of couples are frustrated because they're unable to engage in normal sexual relations. If this describes you, InterVie Medical suggests a visit with your doctor. The diagnosis may be impotence, a very common medical condition that interferes with sexual intimacy. Ericade System treats impotence simply and easily, without drugs or surgery. Best of all, it's 90% effective regardless of the cause of impotence. Call InterVie Medical today for your free brochure that will help you and your partner understand impotence. InterVie Medical, 955-3410.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary. 626-3132.
It's a day that belongs to the Scots, and you're invited. It's the Montreal Highland Games, Sunday, August 3rd, and this year it's on the grounds of the Douglas Hospital in Verdun. Starting at 9 a.m., pipe and drum and Highland dancing competitions, Scottish athletic events, Scottish foods and crafts, and the official ceremonies with masked bands at 12:30. Marvelous entertainment, a treat for all, plus a chance to win a trip for two to Scotland donated by Guy Toombs. For more details, call 332-5242. Don't miss the Montreal Highland Games, Sunday, August 3rd.
From center stage to backstage, Information Radio covers the performance.
Well, I felt sort of possessed because she... I was standing where she once stood, and there was an electricity in the air.
You must love me.
Tracy McKee's Entertainment Review. Weekday mornings at 10 to 8 here on AM 600. Listen, and you could win tickets to the movies, a show, or dinner for two. Information Radio may be your ticket for a night out.
I'm Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Stephen Pickford and Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
I'm grooving here. Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600.
Oh, our New Jersey theme song. I'll tell you, John Bon Jovi.
Our New Jersey theme song signals the part two of our series on New Jersey. Around a month ago, we were talking about New Jersey at that time with Sheila Wiley, the Manager International Marketing for the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism. She joins us once again today on Travel World to let us in on some additional information on the Garden State. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Stephen. How are you today?
Oh, very good. Yourself?
Good. Very good.
Now, it's a beautiful day down in New Jersey. Beautiful day here in Montreal as well.
Great.
Last time we talked about some of the places Montrealers knew about, such as Atlantic City and, connecting at the Newark Airport, things like that. But there are so many other things in the state of New Jersey, such as historic sites, that people may not be aware of. It's a very historic state.
Definitely. And, in fact, today I'm calling you from Hoboken, New Jersey, which
wow.
is the birthplace of Frank Sinatra. So it's a very old historic town, known for its shipbuilding at one time. Now it's more popular as a community to get to New York, but also has these great Italian neighborhoods with great food, fabulous views of the city. It's also the place where they claim that the first baseball game was played. So a few of our friends in New York think it's there, but we know in Hoboken it's here.
Right, a friendly rivalry between the two states.
That's right.
Well, we claim the first basketball game having been played in Montreal. So.
Oh, I think there's somewhere in the U.S. that claims that, too. Throughout the whole state, you have these small, communities of immigrants that have laid down their tracks and now are quite popular for visiting, like Chambersburg in Trenton. The capital city is known for its Italian neighborhoods and its Italian foods. And then in Newark, you have a section called the Ironbound, which is where a lot of Portuguese and Spanish immigrated to. And as a result, now the homes look like they are from some of the Spanish cities, with wrought iron and flowers trailing down them. Great food. But throughout the whole state, you have other types of historic sites like Revolutionary War sites, many places like Washington's headquarters in Morristown, New Jersey, and then you have some Civil War sites, the Underground Railroad. But what I'd like to focus on are some of the historic villages.
Yes, please, go ahead.
We have some great small villages like Wheaton Village, which is down in southern Jersey, where they have the American Museum of Glass. So at one time, South Jersey was very well known for making its glass, and you can still see at Wheaton a fully functional glass museum. You also have a small village called Millbrook up in the Delaware Water National Water Gap up in the northwest part of New Jersey. And that area now, it's a small town from the 1800s, but it's populated today by artisans and craftspeople who make pottery and various other crafts, project painters.
Is that town, is it restored to, like, the 1800s setting?
Yes.
For instance, there were some industrial towns in north of Boston we went to, for instance, Lowell, and they restored some of the factories, so it was really like looking at it in the 1800s. How about this town?
Yeah, this one as well, but this wasn't so much of an industrial town. If you're looking for that kind of place, actually, the one place you'd want to go to is Great Falls National Historic District in Paterson, New Jersey, mm-hmm. because that was actually the first planned industrial city, which was conceived by Alexander Hamilton. You may be familiar with him from American history, and made famous by the poet William Carlos Williams, also from New Jersey. But it's they have a museum there with all about the industrial heritage, and Paterson is really where it's kind of started in New Jersey.
Yeah, that really lights my fire, that kind of thing. Also my personal hero, Thomas Edison, and also Edison, New Jersey, as it's called, but it was
Menlo
Parkway back then. What kind of tourist attractions and also tourism-sponsored events and things are there in that area?
Well, in Edison, you know, it's open year-round, and there's a museum. It's actually in West Orange, New Jersey, but Edison's National Historic Site. You can see his stroll through his laboratory and workshop where he developed a motion picture camera and phonograph. And you can see a replica of the first motion picture studio called the Black Maria. And then his 29-room Victorian mansion with the original furnishings called Glenmount. So there's 60-minute tours of the laboratory and a 30-minute tour of Glenmont. So that's a really neat site to visit. There's also, you know, some sites from various wars. The old barracks in Trenton, which is the only existing barracks from the French and Indian War time period, but also was used in the Revolutionary War and was instrumental in Washington defeating the Hessian soldiers in the Revolutionary War. But, you know, throughout the whole state, you've got examples of industrial heritage preserved, various villages and all towns, and also just individual types of factories and that type of thing throughout the state. So, it, you know, pottery, places to make pottery. So they're all kind of scattered throughout the state. And because it's a small state, you can actually visit several in one day.
Right, get to a number in one day.
Yeah.
That's always a concern for people, that they don't have to travel too far from point A to point
right.
B to see all of the things they might be interested in. But also in New Jersey is the airfield where the crash of the Hindenburg took
that's
place.
That's right. So there is actually, I believe in southern Jersey, there is a museum there. You can see the result, some of the artifacts from the Hindenburg crash. Something else that might be of interest to your listeners is at one time New Jersey was very known for its oysters, and we had a lot of schooners down in the southern Delaware Bay, and one of them, the Meerwald, has now been named a National Historic Landmark. So while it's not a town or a village, it's actually I don't know, a boat or a ship, but an oyster schooner from the 1800s, and in 1995 it was named a National Historic Landmark, so you can actually visit that.
Wow, that's that's a particular interest to our own Vic Phillips, Mr. Dozen Oysters himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One of the other things that's particularly interesting in New Jersey, and I got to tell you, Sheila, I went down to New York that particular weekend that we last spoke, and you were right, it's amazing. We went down Highway 17, and the shopping was incredible.
That's right, yep.
I couldn't get over, though, on the highway, that there was a side street. Here I am bombing down at highway speed, and there's a street, you know?
Yeah.
You walk by, that's my house right there. Just turn left.
I know. We have 556 municipalities throughout the state of New Jersey, so you've got these large arteries, and then just boom, right off of it.
But they're beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, but what can you tell me? I notice now, when you're going into New York City, mm-hmm. it's like there's this huge, it's like a raised area, like a deliberately planned mountain. Was that kind of keep the sight of New York City out of there, or what was that all about?
Are you talking about just, I think that's where the tunnels go in?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that wasn't a raised mountain. That's a natural.
A natural escarpment.
But you know, the tunnels were built then to go under the river.
Okay.
That town actually is Weehawken, I believe you're talking about, or West New York, right above the tunnel.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Weehawken, and then also further
North
up,
Bergen.
North Bergen and that
yeah.
area.
Those areas at one time were populated by a lot of Indians, so towns like Hoboken, Weehawken, all those are Indian names.
Right.
Native American names, I should say.
Native American names.
Yeah.
I still plan to take the old motorhome down, and or Air Subaru, as it happens, to go take a look at the Howard Stern rest area.
Oh, right. Is Howard Stern popular in Montreal?
Beginning to be. He should be.
How is he known up there?
The movie Private Parts,
okay.
among other things, which
right.
was filmed right in Newark Airport.
Yeah.
And also, You know, when the other big thing that people don't know about too much is the ecotourism. We have a couple of minutes here, on two, three minutes to talk about that. You don't necessarily think of ecotourism as being associated with the state of New Jersey.
Right, and in fact, about 1 million acres of land in New Jersey is set aside, you know, is protected from change. The Pinelands area, I think we spoke briefly about last time, but in that area in particular, there's, you know, little rivers and streams that people go kayaking, canoeing on. Also, you know, a lot of camping. And in the northwest part of New Jersey, you have the Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area. So you've got, you know, again, kayaking, cycling, mountain biking, horse riding, a lot of farms. Still, we are known as the Garden State, and we do a lot of programs with the farms. We have a program called UPIC, where we put out a publication. The Department of Agriculture puts out a publication. You can get find out where to pick your own vegetables or fruits during what periods of the year. And that's a very popular program, especially with families or international people coming to visit. You know, some countries don't have such certain vegetables that we do. And our vegetables, known ones, are tomatoes, the Jersey tomato, and corn, the Jersey corn, and that's just coming out really nicely right now. But that's a kind of a neat thing to do. But ecotourism is becoming more and more popular, and we get a lot of visitors from our neighboring states coming over to do the cycling and visiting farms and the walking, hiking, that type of thing. We have a lot of national and state parks throughout the state, kind of scattered throughout the state. Even across from New York in northeast New Jersey, Palisades Interstate Park, the fabulous views of New York and the beautiful countryside of New Jersey. So you can, you know, hike and walk through those areas.
Right. Well, it's certainly a great state to combine both the outdoors and the historical while still being near an urban center, and I think that's what makes New Jersey such an interesting destination. Well,
yeah. Bird watching is actually very popular. We have one of the top two bird watching sites near Cape May in all of the United States.
It sounds a lot more more like a family vacation than I ever really thought of.
Yeah, I think when we think of New Jersey, I know as a New Jersey resident, it is very much a family destination.
A family destination.
What is the name again of that town with the artists and the crafts? And
It's called Millbrook Village.
Okay.
And it's up in the northwest part of New Jersey, Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area.
I'm really glad that we did talk with you, Sheila, because I tell you one thing. Before having spoken with you, you know, some of us may have thought of New Jersey as the toxic waste capital of the state, but
it isn't. Oh, how
wrong we were!
Laws now,
but you have tough laws down there, and it's really being an environmentally sensitive state. Well,
miles and miles of escarpment here.
I want to invite our listeners, if they do want more information on the state of New Jersey, to call the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism toll free 1-888-JERSEY3. And they can also check out the state website at www.state.nj.us/travel. Well, Sheila Wiley, it's been a pleasure once again speaking to you.
Thank you very much.
Again about
wonderful opportunity.
Your state. And we'll be talking to you again in the next couple of months about more of what's going on in the Garden State.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll take a short break on AM 600. When we come back, we'll speak to Tony Parsons from Vancouver. Stay listening.
Want to know how to get a good night's sleep? It's easy. Just get to Sears, because this week you can choose from a coil or foam sleep set, twin, double, or queen size, starting at just $388, or a pocket coil sleep set, twin, double, or queen size, starting at just $588. Plus, use your Sears card and take until $19.99 to pay interest-free. Details in store. So now you'll have sweet dreams. From where? Sears, of course, because that's where you can always expect more.
Ooh, show me.
It's an amazing fact. Most people spend more time planning their annual vacation than upon planning for their financial future. At no other time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. Let my buddy Bill Wisnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services put their years of expertise at your service to combat the information overload of investment options to tailor a portfolio to meet your needs. Last week, we spoke about the fact that diversification is the key to minimizing risk in anyone's portfolio. In that same regard, now you can sleep while your money works. Financial peace of mind can mean many things. For most people, the key element is consistent investment returns conservatively achieved. STAR, Strategic Asset Allocation from Mackenzie, offers 17 different portfolios, each comprised of 7 different mutual funds,
structured to meet the needs of individual investors. The objective is to reduce overall volatility and maintain the returns you require to achieve financial independence. Call Bill Wishnowski at Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, or toll free at 1-800-232-0240 for a free financial planning consultation and to learn more about gaining financial independence from the Star McKenzie Program. Diversifolio, investing to outperform.
Now you're cooking? Now's the season to enjoy dinners fresh from the sea. Make the most of good things on the barbecue or enjoy the subtleties of sushi to go. Everything from lobster, because it's lobster festival time, to swordfish, tuna, scallop, snapper, porky, and lots more. And the place to get it all these mouthwatering goodies, is Poissonnerie Sherbrooke, the popular fish market that's been serving you the freshest fish and seafood for 3 decades now. Plus a little help in the way of good advice and a recipe or two. Visit Poissonnerie Sherbrooke, 5207 Sherbrooke West, just east of DeCary.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
15 cents doesn't buy you much these days.
This is true. I can't even buy a morning paper for 15 cents.
Look here.
Huh?
This paper says you can call long distance for just 15 cents a minute with Sprint Canada.
15 cents a minute all the time?
Every hour, every day.
So I don't have to stay up late to say.
Exactly. Listen, just 15 cents a minute when you call from home. Any day, anytime, anywhere in Canada.
Call Sprint Canada today at 1-800-641-MOST. That's 1-800-641-6678.
The biggest automotive event of the year is here. Chrysler's colossal clearance.
Intrepid. Stratus and Breeze. Caravan and Voyager. Neon. Ram.
And that means the best deals of the year on every car, every minivan, and every truck they make. Colossal clearance. On now at your local Chrysler dealer.
You don't want to miss it.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips on Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to AM 600 and Travel World. And of course, we're making a little joke here. We're playing Who'll Stop the Rain. We've got Tony Parsons online from Vancouver. But hey, let's not laugh, you know. There you go, making jokes. And who's getting rain tonight, huh?
We're getting the rain.
We are.
And I bet you're having a great day out there in Vancouver, or actually up in Whistler today, aren't you, Tony?
It is probably one of the best days we've had.
There you go.
A great day to get out for that golf game or whatever.
Well, it's this is the site of the Canadian Skins game, so we have four really prominent golfers in town. We have Greg Norman, Nick Faldo, Jack Nicklaus, and Freddie Couples playing Skins game at Nicklaus' newly designed course here.
Well, that reminds me when I was in high school, and we had a co-ed gym team, and we wanted to play boys against the girls soccer, shirts versus skins, and I always said I wanted to be shirts, but they didn't go for that.
Nice try.
We wanted to get that in, but nobody was biting. Now, Vancouver is one of my favorite cities. Been out there 5 times around the last 7 years, and I know you've been working out there for over 20 years now as the anchor at BCTV, and I guess you get to know a lot of places in the city that maybe some of our listeners aren't so familiar with. We get the tourism publications, and all sometimes the good places are not the places that are always the most hyped places.
Well, we have some of the normal things in the city of Vancouver itself, places like Gastown, which is really a tourist attraction. But there are places, as you say, I think Whistler now, even for Vancouverites and people from Seattle, Washington, is a real summer vacation destination, and of course, winter destination as well. But it's suddenly come into prominence as a place to go to play golf, to mountain bike ride, to sail, to fish, and a lot of people who get to Vancouver and don't go outside miss this particular attraction. But there are others. There are events all year round in the interior. There are rodeos, there are roundups, there are fairs and fetes and festivals. It really is a large plate for tourists out here.
And I think it's the setting which really attracts me, because you look at the mountains around you and the ocean, and it just is something special.
It is, really, and we like to show off this city on its best days. We've had record rainfall this year, as you probably know, but it's certainly starting now, I think, to straighten out a little bit. We've had a string of sunny days, and we're hoping that this is our summer and that it'll last in beyond the fall. It's hard to tell, but you're right. The setting here with the mountains and the ocean and even the valleys are just a sight to behold.
Well, I know, like, when I'm out in Vancouver, I stay at the West End Bayshore, and, I mean, you don't really think that you're in a downtown hotel. Just the setting, looking out over Stanley Park and Burrard Inlet, it's really a resort hotel right in the heart of the city, and you don't think of it really as a 500-room four-star hotel.
That's one of the nice things about Vancouver, of course, is Stanley Park, and it's going to be with us forever because there is a mandate to keep it as parkland, and we have other parks as well. We have Queen's Park, which is a really high spot in the city where you can go and look over the rest of Vancouver and see the North Shore Mountains, or look out toward the ocean, or look the opposite way and see the island, Vancouver Island, which, by the way, in itself is another place to go. Victoria on a sunny day in the summer is just a great place to be, with all kinds of things to do, double-decker buses to ride, horse-drawn carts to see the sights on, and that kind of thing.
It is certainly such a beautiful city. I know the thing that sticks with me the most, having stayed at the Pan Pacific and the West End Bayshore hotels, is certainly the gorgeous, and I do underscore gorgeous, view outside of Vancouver Harbor. I mean, it is something to behold. I mean, you're looking at a postcard on any given day. It's one of the most beautiful places I've been.
One of the great things about Whistler, and I don't want to harp on Whistler, but that's where I am today, so it's in the forefront as far as I'm concerned. The trip from Vancouver to Whistler, which is about an hour and a half drive up a winding highway they call the Sea to Sky Highway, is a spectacular drive. It's like driving a coastal highway in Europe. There's the ocean on one side and the mountains on the other, and you're on this winding but very safe road that takes you through places like Squamish, which in itself is a nice place to stop to have a meal at midday. Then you head up toward, then you get into the really mountainous areas, and you finally, when you arrive in Whistler, and to see its mountains with snow still on the top today is a special kind of thing.
Right, a lot of people just don't get out of a city. They just stay in the downtown core. And, I mean, even if they weren't renting a car, the BC Transit system, they have a day pass for tourists, and they really should get out and see some of the neighborhoods, because the city is made up of neighborhoods.
And it's got a great ethnic mix, too. We have a Chinatown, which here is the, I think it's the second largest in North America, next to San Francisco. So it's great fun to go down to Chinatown and wander through the marketplace and sample some of the food that our Chinese population eats every day.
And I heard there are over 180 Chinese restaurants in the city of Vancouver. It's just incredible. And also there's a sizable Dutch community of interest to people like me, who happens to be Dutch.
Well, we have what they call the Dutch Pannekoek House, which is and it's a favorite among people in Vancouver, where you can go and get a stack of pancakes,
yes,
with all kinds of toppings and things like that.
The pannekoek, delicious, absolutely.
Any other great places that we should be going to for a meal out in
Vancouver?
The
Garden of Eden restaurant, the Garden of Eden, right, Tony?
Right, the Garden of Eden is a great restaurant. Also some great new Italian restaurants, and we have the Earl's chain of restaurant here for families. Earl's is one of the best buys in the city, I think, and the food is consistently good, and the waiting staff are courteous and friendly, and it's a great place to go, you know, if you're a family. If you want some expensive Italian food, we have lots of that. There's Quattro on 4th Avenue, and a couple of others I could recommend if you ever come to town. We have a great mix. You know, when I came here 20 years ago, there were very few restaurants of any kind. now in the last decade or so, we've suddenly become a gourmet spot. It's quite amazing how many restaurants have sprung up, successful ones at that.
Right. It's you can't really go walking more than around half a block and you see 2, 3, 4 restaurants. It's just wall-to-wall restaurants of all different types. And yes, even as I say, in 8 years since I went up my first visit, 1989 or so, it was really not much with regards to quality gourmet international cuisine, but a lot has sprung up.
And I think part of the benefit of people like Umberto Menghi, who came here a number of years ago from Italy and started a restaurant chain. He has a chain of restaurants. He has 3 in one spot, and then he has a couple here at Whistler, and then he has 1 in Seattle. For consistently good Italian food, if you pick an Umberto's restaurant, you can't go wrong.
I know one thing, though. I certainly miss at the Westin Bayshore, once again, the Trader Vic's restaurant where we once went, because every time I went, I thought of our great friend Vic Phillips.
Good old Trader Vic. Yeah.
Trader Vic, but now it's sort of the main restaurant isn't there anymore. It's sort of more a bistro. They kept the name, but it's more just a bar and light snacks. It's not the Trader Vic's that we used to know and used to love.
No, it was one of the great restaurants, and everyone who came to town, or you know, if you wanted someplace to go, if you had a friend in from Toronto and you wanted to sample what a lot of the Vancouver folk go to eat, then you would take them to Trader Vic's because of the view and because of the food.
Right, no, it was a special place. But I want to thank you and Tony Parsons for joining us today on Travel World.
I just have a little question here. You mentioned rodeos, and I didn't know there were rodeos in Vancouver. I want to know where and when that is.
Well, we have a little place just outside Vancouver. It's called Cloverdale, and it's not far. It's maybe a 30-minute drive at the very most. And they have an annual rodeo, and it really is quite a spectacle. And it attracts a lot of people from not just the province, but from Washington State and from Alberta as well.
I got to say one thing, though. I still got to say, you got to go to the Westin Bayshore if you're staying in Vancouver, because it's the lady, Monica Hayes, who makes all the difference. You know, even to this day, and her entire attitude is all through this hotel. They remember you. It's like a personal atmosphere. I mean, to this day, she remembers I talked to her about my gremlin 7 years ago.
Yeah, almost 8 years ago. So I think in any city, it's the people that that make it special.
Well, the people special, you meet. There's a special person at the Pan Pacific. You mentioned that hotel. Susan Gomez, who's the manager of that hotel, is very, very accommodating to out-of-town visitors, and she's always happy to see them, and she's one of the gems of the hotel industry in Vancouver.
Well, and I think you're... Tony, thank you for joining us today, and one of the... We're talking about gems, one of the gems of the Canadian broadcasting industry.
thank you.
At PCTV. Tony Parsons, thanks for being part of Travel World today on AM 600.
Thank you very much.
Hope to see you again.
You bet. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a short break and be back with more Travel World. We got lots of secrets coming up. Stay listening.
Roll out your bike or motorbike and wheel down to one of the 10 Broway Martineau locations to take advantage of the Super Summer Sale. This week's special offer, Panasonic cordless phone with a lighted keypad offered at the low price of $129, including a 12-month guarantee. Buy now and pay only in June 1998, no hidden or extra charge. Yes, the summer holidays are here again, and it's time to take advantage of Broway Martineau's Super Summer Sale, where quality always meets low prices.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusbortsack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
If soccer's your sport, get in gear at Calcio Uno. Calcio Uno is your number one choice for great service and soccer satisfaction. They're the soccer experts. Calcio Uno carry everything you need to play the game. A complete line of soccer shoes, clothing and accessories, equipment. If you need it for the field, find it at Calcio Uno. Their clothing is hip enough to wear on the town, too. Calcio Uno, your number one soccer store. 6816 St. Lawrence at Dante in the heart of Little Italy. 270-4424. That's 270-4424.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
It's reassuring to know you have an expert working in your corner, and when you're considering home renovations, major or minor, you can feel complete confidence in the expertise of Reno-Rite Home Improvements. From their first visit of inspection, they provide the consultative services, the work analysis, the customized suggestions, and the best quality materials and workmanship to give you top value for your investment dollars. Let Reno-Rite take the stress out of your renovation projects. Call them at 624-9000. Reno-Rite, completely right.
Hello, this is Olivia Bone from Music Plus. You are listening to my favorite travel show, Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. I've walked in Montreal with the snow all swirling round my feet on Sherbrooke Street. I've danced in Montreal, sweating in a disco all night long. The beat was strong. I have friends in Montreal. You know the way they just drop in on you out of the blue. And I've got friends who moved away, and when they call, I always hear them say they miss Montreal. Montreal, Montreal, it's my home, it's my own Montreal. Montréal, Montréal, t'es ma ville, t'es ma vie, Montréal.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. Of course, that was the great sounds of Bowser and Blue, Ricky Blue, doing the vocals there. They did, by the way, a great, great sellout show at the Just for Laughs Festival. And, yeah, you can't complain, you know. This is a great town.
It's a great city.
You know, we talk about great places, but
close to home, sometimes we find some great undiscovered places as well.
Truly, truly so close to home, yet so undiscovered. In Montreal, truly in my heart, Canada's greatest city. We have here a book written by Todd Hoffman called Secret Montreal. And this is something that's really worthwhile picking up for anybody. I had a chance to look through this book, and there's all kinds of stuff that maybe is off the beaten track. Now, I mean, if you're dyed in the wool like myself or Stephen, you'll already be familiar with a lot of these places. But and it's not even heavy reading. You go through it, you pick your topic, and you can get to a lot of different places.
I enjoyed reading it. It's called The Unique Guidebook to Montreal's Hidden Sights, Sounds, and Tastes, Secret Montreal by Todd Hoffman, published by ECW Press, and it covers, it's around 150 pages with the maps and general information relating to a group of eclectic information that anyone wanting to discover the city would need.
Actually, I looked through this, and we're going to try to get him on the line and speak to Todd Hoffman, right
for
Chad?
A couple minutes.
Chad? Chad, can we speak to Todd? We'd like to speak to Todd if we can.
Yes.
And I did look through this, and I thought what was great is that it's the kind of thing that you think, oh, well, I live here, oh, yeah, I've been to Olympic Stadium, I've been to everything. This is something that locals can really get a kick out of, is this kind of tour
absolutely.
And what's going on. And also, if you've gone to a lot of conventions and you've traveled a lot and people come here and they might want to see the things that Montreal's known for, you get kind of tired of these kind of standard tours, and you might want to try one of these kind of tours, because not that every city's the same, but you want to see something really different.
Right, but you want to see different things. I think we have Todd Hoffman, the author of Secret Montreal, now on the line with us. Good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Well, enjoy reading your book, and perhaps you can introduce our listeners in the few minutes we have left here today on Travel World to just a selection of some of those really great places that you discovered in your research for the book that, you know, you yourself did not know before beginning that that work.
Well, surprisingly, since I'm from here, almost everything in the book was a discovery to me when I started doing the research, because I think when you live in a city over a number of years, you tend to sort of walk with your head down towards your destination rather than looking around at what there is to see. And one of the great discoveries I made are the walking tours that are organized around the city, because so much of the history of the city isn't reproduced in museums or in plaques on buildings. You really need some kind of an explanation to understand the architecture and the background to different neighborhoods. And there are several walking tours that will get you out of the downtown core and away from Old Montreal and into some of the off-the-beaten-track places of the city.
Places like Plateau Mont-Royal, that area.
Yeah, I mean, take your pick. Heritage Montreal organizes walking tours through the Côte des Neiges district, through Mile End, into Pointe-Saint-Charles, areas that...
character, and you look at them today, they're just sort of a few square blocks within a megalopolis, but they at one time were miles and miles away from the nearest community.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, a lot of the homes in Outremont and in the Golden Mile up into Westmount were actually country estates at one point when the city was pretty much restricted to about one or two square miles leading up from the old port.
And the great square mile stuff. Todd, I got to ask you something. You have here the hot dog, the great Montreal hot dog, and of course you mentioned the Montreal pool room, and you have something here called Boulangerie La Rencontre. Is that a singles bar for hot dogs? What's going on?
No, actually it isn't. It's a very small Chilean restaurant, and they sell all kinds of different Chilean sandwiches and pastries for dessert and so on, and they are, as far as I could tell, the only place that boasts a Chilean hot dog, and there's actually a sign in the window for that, but no, it's not a hot dog singles bar by any means.
Well, you also have what we call our three great hot dog places here in Montreal, and you neglect to mention DeCarrie Hot Dog, I gotta tell you that, because there's the Montreal pool room versus that, it's the great Montreal debate. But one thing I gotta tell you, you neglected to mention smoked meat. What the heck is this? What are you doing?
No, there's secret delis, and there are all the smoked meat places that you'll probably think of are in there, although I have been told by people of a couple of places that have been left out.
Well, I think that's the pleasure of getting a book such as Secret Montreal, is the reader will know of his own places that he wishes were in the book, but he also discovers other places that he wasn't aware of. And I know there's an invitation at the back of the book to write your publishers and let you know for the next edition.
Precisely, and restaurants and eateries are really where we've run into the most trouble with people as far as leaving out their personal favorites. And I think part of that is because in a first edition, you're never going to cover everything in the city. And as you said, with that invitation at the back, our hope is that to be ever more inclusive as we continue to expand the series.
And it becomes more interactive in that regard.
Precisely.
I'm really glad, though, with the way you actually did the guide. It's very much in terms of the style of Travel World, because we often like to go off the beaten path and so. And I'm very eager to look forward to the number twos and threes in your series.
Right, it's something not just for the tourists, but really it's for the local people here in Montreal. If you're looking for something to do on a weekend, pick up Secret Montreal from Todd Hoffman. It's in all the bookstores, or it just has to be purchased from ECW Press?
No, it's everywhere. It's in Chapters, Nicholas Hoare, Double Hook, the McGill University Bookstore. It's pretty much all over town.
And it can give someone a good start on how to discover their own city and make a vacation at home this summer. And the book Secret Montreal from Todd Hoffman, published by ECW Press. And I know our talk this afternoon was just a few minutes, but it certainly gave us some ideas of what to do around our city, and I invite our listeners to pick it up. Secret Montreal by Todd Hoffman, ECW Press, out in bookstores now. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks very much for having me.
Pleasure.
Once again, it's always a pleasure to cover Montreal, my favorite place in the planet, on this...
Right. We love Montreal. We also love the areas we visit each week and the people who we talk to each week. Next week, we'll be talking about the Huronia region. That's north of Toronto. The term basically reflecting that area, cities such as Barrie, Midland, Wasaga Beach, right an hour north of Toronto. A drive destination, but a lot of history there as well, and a lot of outdoors activities.
And that's another place to take your enterprise rent-a-car. I know the Huronia region of Barrie is a beautiful place. My sister lives up there, and Every time I go, it's like you're in a resort town. It's really beautiful.
No, it's also a historic site, St. Marie among the Hurons up in Midland, the 30,000 Islands cruises up in the Midland area. No, it's a wonderful area, one of the largest beaches in all of North America, in Wasaga Beach, the beautiful sand dunes along the lake. It's a great area, but we love it, but we also love Montreal.
Absolutely, and once again the theme song plays, and just for me, Je reviendrai à Montréal by Robert Charlebois. My celebration of Canada's greatest city. It's always great to come back home to Montreal after a great trip.
Thank you for listening to Travel World this week. We'll see you again next Saturday, noon to 1 here on AM 600 CIQC. I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Willem Backus. Thank you for listening. Here's Janice Kirshner.
And we will be back, of course, right off the news with the computer show. Get those questions ready. Stay listening. J'ai besoin de cette lumière descendue droit du Labrador et qui fait neiger sur l'hiver des roses bleues, des roses d'or dans le silence de l'hiver.